We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. AT&T Connects, an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Big Glow.
Glorilla, welcome.
What it do?
You know, you made it on Angela Yee's last couple of days.
Yeah, and you
after
know,
Friday,
and let me tell
no
you
more.
Something. You know, FNF is the theme song for me when I get out of here.
For real. Yeah. I love it.
That's not funny.
What? Oh, is that offensive? Oh,
well, the fuck nigga. Funny. So she's talking about you. No. It's you. Singular. You.
Well, okay? Well, we're going to be free from all of them, okay?
All of them.
But welcome. Congratulations on everything. The BET Awards. You're nominated
the Grammys.
For a Grammy.
Thank you.
How's it
How
feel?
Are you?
Life's great.
I feel super blessed. Like, super blessed.
Did you think it was going to happen this fast? Like, from the time you met Gotti to just... stardom that you're having, did you think it was going to happen this fast?
Nah, I ain't think it was going to happen this fast. Like, it's still surreal to me.
Okay.
It is true. You put that in the atmosphere, though, because the EP is called Anyways, Life's Great.
Yeah.
And I feel like life is great.
Life's super great.
Yeah, you got to put it out there like that and, like, will things into being.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely got to manifest. It's a lot of power in the song.
Mm-hmm.
I'm firm on it.
Now, I love listening to the EP as a woman, but I know men love you, too. And that's something that I saw them talking about on social media, how different that is when there's a woman rapper and the guys is blasting it also. Because yeah. I know sometimes guys could be funny about that.
Yeah, because I actually know a lot of dudes that be like, they don't listen to female rap. And so, like, when I started hearing a lot of them say they be listening to me, like, he just warmed my heart. I'm like, oh, my God, y'all be listening to me? And I be talking shit about them.
I know. They over there singing FNF, like, you talking about them.
They be reversing it, though, because, like, I the music I make, I reverse
the music. I love that music. The music.
Like, but they can reverse it and say it towards females and still
feel. It don't hit the same, though.
Nah, it don't hit the same.
So more powerful.
Don't know, let's start from the beginning. How did you meet Gotti? How did you sign with CMG? How did that come about?
So Gotti was one of the first people hit me up, actually, like, the second, third day after FNF dropped. But, like, everybody was flying me out when FNF first dropped, like, all the labels. I was going to a lot of label meetings. And so it actually took me some time to get to Gotti. Like, it took me like about a good 2 weeks after he called, because I was just around with everybody else. And so when I had finally linked with him, it was on a yacht. We had met on the yacht and stuff, and we were just chopping it up. And then the rest was history.
Why How you get to Gotti last, though? Gotti right there in Memphis.
Right, because yeah. It's like, I don't know. I probably was scared.
What? Scared of what?
I don't know. Like, because he just from Memphis, and, you know, like, I was just scared.
Now, is it true that God, they say Gotti, if you hot in Memphis, you got to sign with Gotti. If not, he ain't going to fuck with you.
Nah, because that ain't like that at all.
Yeah.
Pooh Shiesty.
Oh, that's true. Yep.
Yeah, he messed with a couple of people. Yeah. I was going to ask, so what made you sign with Gotti? After having all these meetings with all these different labels, what made you say,
and like,
you know
what? And what other labels? Like, where did you go during those 2 weeks?
I ain't going to say the names of the labels I went to, but...
All the majors.
It was a couple of them. Mm-hmm. It was... I ain't going to lie. It's a lot of almost... I ain't going to say... Every, but almost every label reached out to me. Mm-hmm.
Did they try the, okay, we're not going to let you leave until you sign?
No. You know, they weren't like that. It's like the stuff they were talking about. It was okay, but when I linked with God, it's like he knew my potential. Like, a lot of labels didn't really know my potential. You know what I'm saying? They were trying to, like, bare minimum because mm-hmm. they not knowing... You know, but... Because mm-hmm.
the record just had dropped at the time, yeah. So they didn't know. It didn't catch like it was posted. Then, so what made you say Gotti was the one? Was it the potential? Was it the money?
I saw you say something where you said that the other labels sounded real, but Gotti felt real.
Yeah, like, it felt right. Like, they was like, when they heard certain stuff, like, they'll just be like, deal breaker,
yeah.
But, like, when I linked with Gotti... He already knew what was up. He was like, let me hear what else you got. Because he said that on the phone. He was like, I want to hear what else you got, you know what I'm saying, besides if. So soon as I pulled up and we was on the yacht, I instantly hooked up to the aux, played all my unreleased music. And he was just, we was just on the yacht vibing to all my unreleased music, I guess. So he was like, it just felt right, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like I said, he believed in me. Like, he believed in my other music. Like, a lot of labels were just looking at if and if, mm-hmm. and if and if only. And seeing what they could do with it. But he was just looking into the future.
You think people still front on the Memphis sound? Like, they still think it's regional, you think?
You mean, like, you think they sleep on it?
Yeah, like, other, like, the labels. Like, being that they're not from Memphis and they don't understand, you know, the great music that comes out of that region, you think they still, like, think it can't be national? Like, it just sounds too Memphis?
Yeah, I do feel like that.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Uh-huh.
I think Memphis got some of the hottest artists. I think Memphis runs the game.
I've been saying
right
that
now.
For the past
yeah,
2 years.
Yeah, Memphis is hot. Like, Memphis y'all have been running shit for, like, the last couple years.
Easily.
It's like, like you said, we got our own sound. Don't nobody else sound like Memphis. Like, you know,
nobody
like I don't know about
it. Like Memphis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody
know already.
Like, yeah, nobody sound like New York. Don't nobody sound like Chicago. Mm-hmm. But this how Memphis is. We just so turnt and crunk with it.
Who'd you bring on a yacht with you for the meeting?
My manager.
That was just the two of y'all?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know, you know, you got all your friends and everything.
That they don't know how to act.
That might have been a time. Like, I got to see how you going to treat my friends, too. When
No, it was just like, you know, my friends be with me when I'm turning up, but when it's time for business, it's time for business.
Mm-hmm. Now, we talked about you earlier this week. It was a topic that we had on The Breakfast Club. We were talking about you and your ratchet-ass friends, that's what we call them, I'm just busting. But you were saying that you can't find love in the club.
Uh-huh.
And we were saying that that's not necessarily true.
No, that's what they said. I agreed with you. Because I'm 44. My old ass ain't in no club. So if you tell me that there ain't nothing but hoes in the club, I got to listen to you, Gloria. Okay?
We said you can find love in the club. So break that down. There's no love in the club?
I'm saying, you know, it's a chance. But, like, I was really speaking on... Me being from Memphis, like, I really don't go to clubs like that. And when I did go to clubs, it was in Memphis, but I got dried out, like, on clubs. But it's like, when you go in the club, you see the same people, and they just in there standing around. What they doing? Looking for the hoes.
Okay. Now, what was you doing?
Looking for the hoes.
Looking for the hoes.
Okay.
Them all saying, right. Like, what? Like, just be, like, serious right here. Like, a dude going to the club. What you doing in there?
It trying could to be drink, somebody's birthday.
Trying to get some pussy.
Yeah, exactly.
Same thing with women. They going trying to get a
no,
drink.
But
trying
what,
to get some
what if it's his homeboy's birthday and he like his homeboy wanted to go to the club to celebrate?
Oh, he may be looking for a girl.
All right, so let me ask you this.
Exactly, looking for... Nah, you ain't looking for no girl in the club.
Where else is he going to go?
He's looking for a wife.
He ain't going to find one in church. He ain't going to church.
You can find a woman in church. You can find one anywhere. In a store.
Target.
On internet.
Home Depot.
You, but it's like...
So you think the internet is better than the club? Because the internet, they be looking for hoes. Allegedly.
The internet sounds worse to me than the club. Because you could reach out to anybody from anywhere.
Allegedly, let me get myself in trouble.
Hit up like 1,000 people at once.
I just feel like if you go into the club, you there to have a good time and go home and have a good time afterwards. Like, you there to get drunk. Why you want to get drunk for no reason?
I believe you. See, they speaking from the disco era. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You think people went to the club for different reasons before than they do now?
You asking me that?
I'm asking them because, you know, from before, I think it's the same thing. Like, people go to the club to have a good time and to meet people. Have you ever dated somebody you did meet in a club, though?
No.
Never.
I just feel like you can, you know what I'm saying, if you meet somebody in the club, you can have them, they could be your little yeah, but like going...
Your little what?
Yeah. Little yeah.
Little yeah?
Yeah. But like going into a relationship, that's just like, you know you finna get your feelings hurt. Like,
so where do you meet guys?
Where I be meeting them at?
The studio probably now, right?
Church?
I don't be talking to dude.
You be going to church? Christian mingle?
So you don't talk to nobody.
You know, I do what I do.
Who's your little yeah?
It don't sound right when you say it. It don't sound right when you
Who's
say
your
it.
Little yeah, Glorilla?
You know, I just be doing what I do.
Because I want to know, where do you meet people then, in that case?
I mean, you just meet people, but...
I'll talk about you.
Why are you blushing? Why are you blushing,
girl? You definitely blushing,
right?
Why
are
you blushing?
You blushing. Huh? Y'all play
so much. Who is this person?
Y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can just meet people.
Okay, okay.
She be real vague.
How many people slid in your DMs? Do you meet them in DMs? Do you respond to people in your DMs?
I feel like that's risky.
I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, that is risky. Like, I feel like it's been a lot of people that slid in my DMs, but I don't... Like, I get them like that, be like, what's your number? I'm thinking they're trying to work. As soon as I give them my number, they be on some, what's up with you? You know what I'm saying? I don't even text back after that.
Do you have people that you DM before you blew up that never responded, but now they responded back?
Yeah, I be going unsending all my messages.
You be unsending them? Why?
Because.
When did they start allowing that? Because I feel like the unsend thing is kind of newer.
You know they can see when you unsend.
Nah, they can't see your name.
Yes, they do.
The name don't pop up on Instagram. He just say, a message was unsent from a messenger or something like
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah, you don't say your name.
Oh, okay.
On Facebook, it's your name. Not on Instagram, though. Because it be a lot of people unsent like messages, and I don't be knowing who it be. It just the notification pop up.
I don't know how I like that feature. Like message.
Now, is Nut Quick based on a real experience?
Yeah. I done had a couple Nut Quick experiences.
Damn.
Do you give it a second chance?
She said nope.
Do they know this song is about them?
Because they could just be excited for that one time. It's you know, it happens.
You know, sometimes it just be what it be.
Why you blushing? So listen, you blushing a lot today.
So if you're a little yeah Nut Quick, what do you call them after that?
No.
Okay, so my little yeah who I see a lot, it's understandable if they do. You know, sometimes people can do it. Sometimes they have their bad days and they just... Then sometimes it be the days where they go long and they be like, damn, where is it?
Yeah.
That's kind of not fair because girls can nut quick and it's okay.
So like, what girl you know be nut quick?
It could happen. You know, it could happen.
It's only one way that I feel like a female can nut quick and that's with a toy.
A toy?
You think that's the only way?
Yeah, like you can nut off head. I feel like girls don't get a nut off six.
So you've never had an orgasm?
Off six. No, off head.
What is six?
Sex. Six. Shut up.
What about seven?
Six.
Can you nut off
oh
seven?
Oh, my God.
Six.
You know what? Glorilla, I need you to meet somebody because there's a woman we all know in this room who had a similar problem, and she could not come from sex.
She's not in here. Oh,
I feel like woman in this room.
She's like, where that is?
We're talking about
Envy's
wife for 10 years.
My wife.
Man.
For real?
Yeah. And then she finally... You know, Envy finally used this thing like a toy.
I was 15, Glorilla. Me and my wife been together since 15, and I didn't know what I was doing. I used to watch porn, and porn, you go bang, 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 bang.
So what happened to make her do it?
One time,
you know his name?
I thought I was doing my thing. I hate him. One time I thought I was doing my thing. We got into an argument, and then she was like, "You ain't make me nut." And then we got into the I cried. But what's funny about that? What's funny about that?
Oh my God, Gorilla, I really want you to have an orgasm during sex.
But we fixed that problem.
I have them a lot when I get hit, but not.
But I'm talking about during intercourse. We got to figure it out.
We got to figure it out. Like, how you do it?
I think the the easiest way is probably if you're on top. Are you an on top type of woman?
A little bit. I be getting that.
Okay. And then maybe.
Do you have these kind of conversations with the older women in your life?
No.
Okay. I'm just, as you know.
And then maybe you need more foreplay. Are you into foreplay?
Angela, you having conversations with her that our aunties don't have with her. Why are you talking about the virgin and the bees?
I be watching you talk. Yeah. I be trying to see, like, how do you do that?
No, that is a big deal, though, for a lot of women, because until we learn, like, how to teach a guy how to do it, are you vocal? Like, do you tell him this is what you need to
vocal.
Do?
You're not vocal.
I'm vocal.
You tell him what to do?
Yeah.
Oh.
She seemed like she...
Well, you got to get another
year. But, you know, I saw somewhere it said it's only 11% chance or a female can have an orgasm off sex.
I think once you know how, you could do it all the time.
Yeah, but once you learn your woman's body, you know. Because I was the same way. Mm-hmm. Only head.
So it took you 10 years, right?
10 years. 10 years. But I said 15.
I don't feel bad.
We don't have 10 years for you.
I mean,
how long it took you?
We need to... You know what? Once I was able to come from oral sex, then that really let me learn how I could come.
There you go. This book's for you. My wife talks about it. Yeah, she talks about it.
Because it's good.
Marilla says she ain't got time to wait no 10 years, man. She need another book. Can you give us some?
Yeah, I got to read these.
That one ain't going to do it.
Okay, then.
All right, well, look, we just learned a lot already. But, all right, so I want to ask you, in the beginning of the EP, you also just talk about just how, like, you got to figure out, was I meant to be here, what's going on, and you have to think about your purpose. You know, what inspired you to write about that, and how have things changed, even with the people around you and the circle that you have, or have they?
Okay, so I'm going to say this. A lot of songs off the EP I had already made, like, before I had blew up. But, you know, it's just, I just be writing about my real life, stuff that happened. Or sometimes I don't write about my real life. I just write about a topic, and it just seems so real because I know a lot of people go through it. But what's the other question about my friends?
Oh, like, has your circle, how has that changed for you? Because sometimes your friends maybe act a little different as they see you getting busier and maybe not having the same amount of time to hang out like you used to. Also, sometimes people get nervous, like, she about to blow up and forget about us.
Nah, my friends ain't like that.
You know, some of the people you should forget about, though.
Well, I don't hang around nobody who I should forget about. Like, all them, they been supporting me since day one, and they still act the same. Like, none of this didn't change. They just super proud, super happy for me.
You still live in Memphis?
Uh-huh. Now you said, do I still live in Memphis? Mm-hmm. I live in my suitcase. I'm trying to move to Atlanta, but it's like, it's real hard finding. It's like right now in the real estate, it's just so hard looking for a house right now. But I don't want to just move, and it ain't what I want.
How about the other female rappers? How have they treated you in the industry? Have they been cool? Because a lot of times it's difficult for female rappers.
Cardi definitely embraced you.
It seems like
this my cousin.
Word.
But I fuck with all the female rappers. Ain't nobody gave me no hard times.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What's your favorite song on the EP, guys? I'm going to say mine was Uh-Uh.
For real?
Yeah, I like that song. But there's one line on there that always make me laugh.
Which one?
The one where you say your pussy fat and they be thinking this is dick. I'm like, I don't know.
That's your favorite line?
No, I didn't say it's my favorite. But it just makes me laugh. No, I didn't say it's my favorite line. It's my favorite song on the EP, but that line always makes me laugh every time I hear it.
Because I had, like, it'd be certain pictures I didn't post it, and, like, it'll just go viral. I be on Facebook a lot. So, they'll be sharing it, talking about I got on some fake panties that got a fake coochie in there. Or somebody be like, is she a transgender? Like, because no way a coochie that fit.
Has there ever been a man that's been disappointed it wasn't a dick?
Shut up.
What do you mean? We just saw Jess Hilarious having this conversation with Don't Call Me White Girl, and Jess said that there was a guy who tried to fly her out, but when the guy found out she wasn't transgender, he didn't want to fly her out again.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's heavy people trying to be funny on Facebook or on the internet. Because, you know, some clothes I wear, it just be, I can't have it. And they just be like, that's fake. That ain't real.
I guess that's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
Life's great.
Okay, Charlamagne.
You mean okay, Charlamagne? What I got to do with me?
No, I wanted to ask, you know, there was a, when your record came out the last couple of weeks, there was a discrepancy about the record, how it came out and points and all that. Was that ever taken care of and all that's done and fixed and finished? And
what record? Even now?
Mm-hmm.
Have you worked things out with Hit Kid, I think is what he's asking.
You know, anything. For sure. Okay.
That's your little yeah, little yeah.
Now, do you know what a little yeah means?
No.
Little yeah is a little yeah.
Okay.
He gonna start using that now.
I am.
Sound terrible.
That's a little yeah. Are you...
yeah. So everything good with you and Hit Kid?
No, we from Memphis. We straight.
I don't know what that means. That's not like I need to mind my business.
She ain't gonna give you the tea.
Yeah.
You know, everything.
You said you never got paid from FNF, though, right?
Everything still everything.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because it got you where you need to be.
Yeah, you hear me. You know what I'm saying? More heat.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you got another record that's about to be number one.
Tomorrow?
Cardi B.
Okay.
Yeah.
That record's almost there. It'll be there this week, I'm sure.
Ooh, I loved it. Manifestation, power in the tongue, number one. Let's go.
Do you feel like, you know, with the way you've taken off so fast, like, you know, is it going to be hard to sustain that, you think?
Like, what you mean?
Like, FNF is a hit. Tomorrow about to be a hit.
Mm-hmm. It's
a hit now, but do you feel like, you know, you got to do that every single time?
I do feel like that. So, like, sometimes I do be overthinking. Like, in my writing process, I be like, sometimes I'll hear a beat and I'll write a whole song. Then if I, like, before I go record, I'll rap it in my head, I'll be like, nah, this ain't no. And so I just scratch the whole thing and be like, let me hear another beat. So I be hard on myself for a little bit.
Yeah, that's going to make the process less fun, though. Because, I mean, you got these records by just simply having fun and doing what you love.
But I always been like that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll write a song, and if I don't think it sound how I want it to sound, I ain't going to record it.
Mm-hmm. I saw some people saying that they felt like this project didn't have, like, that Memphis sound that they used to from you. You think that's fair criticism?
I ain't know nobody said that, but that's crazy because, like I said, a lot of them songs I already made.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of them songs are songs I've been made before I blew up.
So that's probably just in people's head. Yeah. You know what I mean? You done popped off, so now they want to be quick to say you changed.
Yeah, like, it's one of them songs they were like, her teeth was too big. I think they were blessed. They were like, her veneers, her teeth too big. And I made that song. I ain't even had my veneers in yet.
That's a great veneer job. I didn't know you had veneers. So
for
you
real?
Said it's just not no. Because usually new artists with veneers be big as shit. Yours look
regular. Shout out
regular.
Dr. Curry.
Dr. who?
Dr. Curry from Memphis.
Dr.
Okay.
And how did you hook up with Cardi B? How did y'all get together?
Okay, so, like, when I hit first blew up, she was already congratulating me, sending me, like, motivational DMs and stuff. And so I was in the studio one day. I got this another song I hit record, and I'm like, who I hear on her? So I'm like, all right, fuck, let me DM Cardi, I can hear on her. So I'm DMing her. I'm like, I want you on this song. She was like, girl, I already did my verse to Tomorrow. I'm like, what? I ain't know, like, God and them tried to surprise me and do it. And so I ain't know nothing about it. And so I'm texting her, she telling me, she sending me the audio. I'm like, oh my God, she did so good. So they walk in the room, I said, so y'all wanna go tell me about this Cardi feature? They was like, how you find out?
So they tried to surprise you.
Yeah, they tried to surprise me with the feature and stuff. And so she had, by me DMing her, asked her to go on the other song. She ended up texting me and telling me that she had already did Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they should have gave her a heads up that it was a surprise.
Uh-huh.
Now, do guys ever get mad about any of the lyrics? Like, say anybody you used to date. Have they ever?
Nobody I used to date I give a fuck about. And I don't talk to them.
At all, period.
So
those lyrics are real.
Yeah, they probably be feeling a certain type of way because sometimes I be shitting on my ex a lot in my music, but I'm not just always talking about one, or I might just think of something in my head and say it about an ex, and they just be probably thinking I'm talking about them, and I don't be talking about them.
I mean, so real exes you got?
I don't got them. I got, like, none.
No.
For real.
You just came up with that number?
Nobody tried to reach out to you?
None of your exes want that old thing back?
When I had first blew up, you know they were coming, but it's just like, no.
Why? So, okay, what makes somebody an ex? Like, what makes you break up with somebody or say this ain't it?
You know, niggas ain't shit. Like, they just be lying, they be cheating and shit. You know the normal breakup shit.
Black
you
men
go
don't
through
cheat.
Phones? I used to. I never in my life go through another phone. I don't give a fuck.
Why? You found what you was looking for, huh?
I ain't got time to be losing 20 pounds. Like, I'm already little. I ain't finna go through no phone.
Damn, but somebody had you stressed out that bad?
Oh, I lost my appetite real bad. Oh, my God. I said, I don't give a fuck what I think that phone will be right here unlocking my face. I ain't picking it up.
What made you lose the appetite?
was that your ex that was messing with your ex-friend?
Nah, that okay. was a different one.
Goodness gracious.
What makes you lose the appetite? You found out he was eating somebody else's ass, or what happened?
Man, he just be like, you say the same shit to me that you saying to them. Like, ooh. And he just throw my whole appetite off. Like, I'm the type of person, if I fuck with you and I'm talking to you, I really like you. And, like, I don't know, my emotion be so strong. That's why it be so hard now, because, like, if you play with me, it's, like, gonna do something to me. Like, I'm gonna lose my appetite for a long time. My whole everything gonna be off. I'm not gonna be on point. I'm mm-hmm. not gonna be focused, so that's why I be like hard now.
So your What's staff your gotta make sure you
Leo.
Leo, okay.
So your staff gotta make sure the niggas you fucking with is good people, because they can fuck up the whole business.
Yeah, for real.
So they be on them harder than you then.
Well, you ain't got nobody to mess with now. You too busy focused on work.
Yeah,
you can't trust none of these guys now. You definitely can't trust them
but
now.
But you said you hard now, though.
I am hard. I'm hard. I don't know. She said, hmm.
You said that like
no, because... I just feel like at some point you're going to give somebody a chance, but when you're ready, because I do think it's a time for you to focus on your music.
Yeah,
you
know it's most definitely, like, I ain't just saying all the way no to love. I most definitely feel like it's good love out there, but a lot of love, and especially coming from my generation, it just ain't what it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. And what's your thoughts on plastic surgery? They say you don't believe in plastic surgery, you won't go into plastic surgery. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, like I said...
No, I like that, because it shows kids and younger women that you just love your body and you don't have to do anything, you know, to bigger lips or bigger this or bigger that.
I used to find it hilarious when you used to tweet out, I'm thick and can't nobody tell me different.
I'm thick as fuck. And people at me... Can I show the camera? I gotta show the camera how thick I am. Y'all see that ass?
Charlamagne not looking. He turned all the way around.
Ass on camera. I'm thick as fuck. And a lot of people don't know
Charlamagne
that.
Charlamagne and Emmy not both not looking.
Because we are faithful black males.
I got to nice show the camera.
Black men don't cheat.
Nice hair.
You know what I mean?
It's for the camera.
Plus, she's a young girl. She's 22 years old. We look like 23. Yeah.
I had to show the camera. I'm going to show y'all.
How long did it take for the wigs and everything to catch up with the stardom? Like the wigs and the clothes and all of that?
Like, what you mean?
Like, you know, because you blew up fast, but then you got to make sure everything on point. You know what I mean?
Oh, it took a long time. Because when I first started, I ain't really, like, I was doing anything by myself, like, finding her stylist and anything. I used to get fucked up a lot. Like, they used to fuck me up. I used to be so mad. Then it'd be time, like, they would fuck me up. And now I had, like, what, about 10 minutes to get to the show. I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm finna look a mess. Then, like, get posted, go viral, because I be looking a mess. But now, everything got better now.
Who put you on? Like, who said, nah, this is what you need to be doing. Call this person.
No, God and them, he got somebody in the door for me. Took gone.
I mean, it is expensive.
Yeah.
Let's be clear, to have to handle that. But you look good.
Thank you. And I was getting a lot of free shit when I first started, too. Mm-hmm. That's probably why I was getting a lot of free fuck-ups.
Get what you pay for.
You get what you don't pay for. Yeah.
Now, I saw you and little Duval had a little back. Well, you let him have it.
Yeah, I let him have it.
What about happened?
Her name, Gloria Hallelujah.
That's a fire name.
Yeah.
Your parents was into the church?
Yeah, my mama real holy. Like, she in church.
So what does she think about your music when she hears your music? Twerking on the headlights?
Because, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Today. That means she's scared, right? What did mama say about that?
She, you know what I'm saying? We from the hood still. Like, we went to church, but at the same time, we still in the hood, so.
And she probably grew up off Gangsta Boo and LeChat. You know what I mean?
Well, my mama older than them.
For real?
Yeah, my mama, like, finna be 60. She the 59, no 60.
Okay.
She gonna get mad at me if she watch this interview and I don't know her age. But, yeah, she, ever since I've been knowing my mama and old enough, like, she been a godly woman, but you know, my mom from South Memphis. My mom a gangster. My mom know about that.
Mm-hmm.
But she raised us in church. But like I said, we were still in the hood at the same time, still going to school with all the ratchet shit. So
how many you have in the choir? You have?
I got nine.
Wow.
Yeah, I was in the choir.
You was in the choir?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So you got nine siblings? Yikes.
It's six boys and four girls.
So y'all must have been having some fun growing up. A lot of fighting, though.
Yeah, we used to get to fight a lot. A whole lot.
Nobody ever fucked with y'all family. That many people.
Nah.
10 of us.
10 of y'all? Jesus.
What you used to sing in the choir?
I used to sing Amazing Grace. I used to sing this song called Encourage Yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know that?
Mm-mm.
You know, sometimes you have to encourage yourself.
I ain't never heard
it. Why was he pretending to sing?
You singing with it.
Because, you know, he was a singer to start with, right? Originally, you were really a singer.
Yeah, I used to be singing in church. Like, I had a good voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then, once I had gotten to high school, we weren't going to church like that. When I got into high school, then I started. When I got in high school, I had started smoking weed.
And forget the singing. You think you would do, like, songs just singing now, though?
Yeah, like, I want to, you know what I'm saying, get a vocal coach and do some singing. Because, like, I can write some good singing songs, but I just can't sing them. And I don't got time to be asking anybody for features.
No, that's a good idea. I think you should do that.
Yeah. Well, definitely. I'm working.
Glory Hallelujah is way more fire than Glorilla. As a rap name? That would be hard. Glory Hallelujah?
It'll be a good gospel name.
No, any name, period. You still a child of God?
Glory Hallelujah?
Yes.
In how I rap?
Huh?
In how I rap?
Yes. Why not?
That's what you are. No problems.
It's still who you are, regardless.
I ain't gonna play with you.
We like Glorilla.
God know your heart.
You know my heart.
Mm-hmm.
We now, see a glorial but around night.
What would you say is the wildest thing you've ever done?
I did a lot of wild shit.
All right, but what stands out in your head when I ask you?
Like
that?
What? You like in relationship style? Like what you
doing? There's something that they like. That's Glorilla. She wild as hell.
Something you did in church.
No.
I ain't do nothing bad in church.
Don't do that.
Outside of the church.
I did nothing bad in church, at church, around church. I did a lot of wild shit. Some shit I can't speak on.
That's how you know it's wild.
Yeah.
I will give us something that you can speak on.
I'm trying to think.
That you would
never key somebody's car.
That you would have such a reputation.
Nah.
Never key nobody's car.
It's sad to say.
You ever stole a bottle out the club?
Stole a bottle? Like take a bottle home?
Out of somebody else's section.
Nah.
Let her answer. She was about to.
I like what he's doing.
I'm trying to help out.
Because I can't really think.
He's giving you multiple choice.
Yeah. What I need to
eat. Envy urinated in a thing in the club with the bottle, holding the bottle, the ice bucket. It was just so disgusting.
Nobody else did that before? You be in the club, you can't get to the bathroom, the club is packed.
He peed in the bucket that held the ice.
I never did that.
That's disgusting. That made me never.
That's super nasty.
Uh-huh.
I never did no stuff like that.
It was a long time ago.
I'm not a club person. Like, I used to go to the club at first in Memphis. Then, like, I done been in a lot of shootouts in Memphis clubs. And so I'm not a club person.
I've been
so.
To a Memphis club one time, big-ass club. Gotti actually hit me and asked me why I was there. But somebody got shot in the leg in the club, right?
What club that was?
I don't know. All I know is the club. There was a big parking lot around it. There's a parking lot in the front and around the side. And then there's, like, a I don't
how
know.
How long ago it was?
This had to be about 5 years ago.
It wasn't be live. Was it wasn't a strip club?
No, it wasn't a strip club.
Mm.
But he got shot in the leg in the club. They got him out, and everybody partied again. It was the craziest thing ever.
Wow. Yeah, see, I've been in a couple of shootouts up in clubs, and so I, like, that's why I'm not big on clubs now. I only go when I'm booked. Like, I'm not a club person.
That's smart.
At all.
It's work.
Yeah, like,
you go to the club when it's work, and that's that.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying that I'm not a club person, so that's why I said if a dude in the club, I'm not going to take him serious.
Guy yeah. actually FaceTimed me. That told me to leave. He was like, "What are you doing?" And he told me. So I remember that.
Do you how do you approach working on your album as opposed to this EP?
Like I said, a lot of on the EP it was half new, half old.
Mm-hmm.
On this album I'm gonna work on, it's gonna be like a whole lot of different stuff. Like I'm trying to like put every come from different perspectives. Mm-hmm. It's just gonna be a beautiful masterpiece.
And I saw some of your dream collaborations with Chief Keef and Beyonce.
Yeah.
Have you reached out to either one of them yet? Or have they reached out to you?
You know, I used to blow Beyonce up every day. I'm captain of the Beehive.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I always I be blowing up anyway.
Can't respond it?
No. But
eventually.
He will.
Yeah, one day hopefully.
You said one day hope?
One day hope?
Hopefully.
Oh.
Oh. I was like, damn, I mean,
that ain't gonna work.
One day hope. What about Chief Keef?
You know, now
I mean, they got a song already in the tuck.
No, not yet. Hopefully one day.
Okay.
I'm trying to get it in work.
Now, your best friend is a rapper also, right?
Yeah.
Gloss Up. What was y'all plan before? Like, was it a whoever get on first? What was the plan behind the scenes before you got signed and before she got signed?
We used to always say, you know what I'm saying, whoever blow up first, we just going to be in this shit together. You know what I'm saying? We used to talk about it all the time. We never knew when it was going to happen. So when it happened, it was like so fast and so quick.
Did y'all want to be in a group together originally? Was that ever a conversation?
They wanted to do the group. I never wanted to do the group. Like, you know, I watched TLC movies and shit. So I never wanted to do the group shit at all. But I like working with them. The other girls who I make songs, I love working with them, like doing projects. But like being a group, I never wanted to do that.
Why?
Like I said, I used to watch the group movies.
Oh, you mean TLC?
Yeah.
Okay.
The TLC movies, what other movie? Five Heartbeats.
Oh, you just thought that y'all would just automatically have tension or the labels would jerk y'all?
You know, a lot of times with groups, it never work out. You know what I'm saying? Then, especially being five girls, like, our vibe's always good. We never had no problems and shit like that, but
until the money get involved.
Yeah, you know, she just changed, you know, and I, it's certain shit, you be like, I fuck with you, so I don't even want to have to get to that point with you because I fuck with you so much, so I'm just going to avoid it because I know for a fact some problems going to come with this shit, and so I'm just going to avoid it by not
putting yourself in that situation.
Yeah.
That's good. You move on your own, you make decisions for yourself that you want to make, and then when you want to work with people, you can.
We used to be a group up here. One of the members leaving.
Oh,
FNF, baby, let's go. Well, why does that make you so mad, Envy?
Nothing. I'm just saying, we used to be a group.
They gonna miss you.
Group is in.
Yeah, I'm gonna miss you too.
Well, I'm gonna be on right after from 10 to 2. Way up with Angela Yee. Glorilla will definitely be on there, you know.
Yes, I'm excited.
When is the album coming out? The full length?
We ain't got a certain specific date yet.
Okay.
Are you even in a rush? You're not in no rush. Are you? You feel like you gotta capitalize on this moment?
Yeah, and all. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Your tour sold out like immediately.
Bash,
when you posted the dates. Congratulations on that, because that's a huge, that must have felt really good.
Thank you. Yes, it did. Like, I didn't know, I know people love me, but like, I'm still in shock with a lot of shit. Like, I'm like, okay, hopefully it's still out. And so when it sold out less than 24 hours, I was like, oh my God, they love me like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I was trying to think, when the last woman rapper from Memphis, was it Gangsta Boo on the chat then?
Juicy Fruit.
I don't know Juicy Fruit.
Y'all know Juicy Fruit?
Mm-mm. Yeah, I think we do.
I don't know Juicy Fruit.
Mm-hmm.
What was the song?
She got the song, Shake That Ass. Let me see what you got. Shake That Ass. She got the
old
song.
School 90s? That's a...
It's her and what's that dude name? On that song, Juicy Fruit, that Shake That Ass song? I can't think. But she got her song on P-Valley.
Okay.
That's why we know Juicy Fruit.
Uh-huh.
Were you ever inspired by Gangsta Boo and Lil Chat and all that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Real gangsta shit. Mm-hmm. Like,
have they reached out?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was actually, Gangsta Boo used to reach out to me like before I blew up.
Mm-hmm.
Like when me and the girls had first started working together, she was reaching out to all of us. Like she loved this shit.
Oh, that's nice. That's dope. That's a good feeling.
Uh-huh.
What's the craziest person that's reached out that you like, damn, I can't believe this person?
It was Shaq. When I was first blowing up, it was like the second day Shaq texted, but he DM'd me, he was like, I fuck with the new single. I was like, Shaq, you listen to me? Like, I used to watch him, like, I was a Lakers fan back when him and Kobe used to play together. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, damn, what the fuck? Shaq, I love Shaq. So they were crazy.
You definitely can get a bag out of him.
Shut up, man.
Big trick.
Salute
to Shaq.
Shout out to Shaq, man. Let's get into a joint. What you want to hear off the album? What you want to hear off the EP?
Get That Money.
Get That Money.
Yep.
Good segue.
What a segue, right?
Good segue, Big Glow.
Right. Shaq, Charlamagne said, you get that bag, get that money, baby. Let's go.
Well, we appreciate it. What, she forgot something? What she forgot?
Ah, yeah, that was Zazilla and Juicy Fruit.
Zazilla, okay. Yeah. Well, let's get into the record. We appreciate you for joining us. The EP is out this Friday.
Continued success, Big Glow.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right, it's Glorilla.
Hey.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Microsoft Surface, powering a better game.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.